Okay. And you also dig ponds, right?
Yes. I'm in the earth moving business. And digging ponds is one of the things that our line of work is involved in, and especially in this community right now we are in a catfish boom. Many farmers are interested in putting in catfish ponds, producing, growing catfish, and you have to have a pond to do that. And we have a unique opportunity for that in our community because of the well, I'll call it the lay of the land, and because the lay of the land is suitable for the size of ponds that work, that are profitable, and also we have a climate and we have processing potential here, and you know, just the things that you need for a successful catfish business. And so I have gotten started building ponds, and that's probably would be the main part of the way that I make my living.
How long have you been in that business?
Oh, off and on for many years. But this particular aspect of it, of building catfish ponds, probably been involved in it about 7 years.
How many ponds does Knott's County have now in terms of acreage?
You know, the last I heard, it would be in the neighborhood of 10,000 acres, which would, at an average size of 10 acres per pond, would translate into perhaps 1,000 ponds.
Wow. And how many did you dig?
I don't know, probably 100 or so.
There's other people in that business too, aren't there?
Yes, it is becoming a competitive line of work. It's quite a lot of equipment.
An investment?
Yes, it is. For instance, to just share this, I have two John Deere tractors, each pulling two Reynolds dirt pans, and the investment for one tractor and set of pans runs in the neighborhood of, new anyway, would be roughly $125,000 to $150,000 for one rig.